然后你穿羽毛球是有功能的，就 look like a amateur。And one of the great advances of you as an amateur trainer is that a company cannot sue anymore. Because really, how can it be that Wrigley's, the tree trunk company, was designed by a t-shirt saying Fancy Roof? No one would have thought that Wrigley's had anything to do with that t-shirt. No one would have thought Wrigley's had anything to do with the t-shirt that said Wrigley's is your account. But we got a letter from us saying we have a goal of hitting which they did to the bottom page in the Supreme Court. And also, saying that that was the defamatory of Wrigley because it was exposed to ridicule. So, in a lot of ways, the change in the law, which said that companies can no longer sue, has led to the fact that companies like Wrigley can't censor what is really a poke, a bit of fun, a bit of satire. And what is interesting about that case is that we had to settle. Because there is no way that our good market trader could afford to fight the fight of a large city law firm and a US corporate entity. And so we ended up paying the million cost. Because even though there was no way on channel that we were going to win, that they were going to win. But discovery, interrogatory, injunction, involuntary injunction, the cost of it would have been prohibitive. And that's what the danger of defamation is, because there's so many interlocutory actions and there's so many crooked pieces that even if you win, you lose. And so it was effectively censorship of a US national, a US company, basically censoring a bit of time to our market.
Question for both of you. I'm just wondering, with the way the media business is going, particularly the new media publishers and broadcasters like yourself, whether perhaps we should look at, in Australia, perhaps a law set up specifically for internet publishing and internet broadcasting because of the nature of the beast, where something may be wrong or there may be an audio stream which is broadcast and the person that was interviewed may have said something that they should not and then they didn't realise, and because someone like yourself wouldn't necessarily have the resources of like an FC to or amuse them with it, where they're not, you know, rechecking things 24 hours around the clock. Like, do you think there could be merit in setting up, in having a law established particularly for internet broadcasters and publishers based here in Australia? Because of, it's just a very tricky business, as you've experienced over the years. Yes, because I think, like, you know, you can have someone write something into you, and so you've got their side of the story, you've got my sort of side of the story, you've got truth, there's shades of grey, and what are you going to do? You're going to publish letters from both sides, day and night, you're going to set up a forum, what are you going to do? It just gets so, you know, I just think there could be a merit in actually setting up a law specifically for internet publishing and broadcasting, because it's just so different to a lot of forms.
Yes, that's what we are saying. It's also a written word.
I'm